This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One of the primary, and it's an honor to be with you, and we spoke a couple of times, as you probably remember, and they'd like to hear every single word, and we give them every single word. And then they'll say, well, what about today? I think the press would like to stay in the meeting, but we have lots of witnesses if you'd like to have it. But the country of our country is doing phenomenally well. We are we have the best economy we've ever had. We have the best employment numbers that we've ever had. We have now almost 160 million people working, which is more than we've ever had. So we're doing very well in every respect. And I have a feeling that your country is going to do fantastically well. And whatever we can do.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to me to be here. And it's better to be on TV than by phone.
Yeah.
Thank you. And, Mr. President, thank you very much. And I'm not the first time truly say in New York.
Right.
But I know that you've never been in Ukraine.
That's right.
And your predecessor also, how to say it in English, didn't find time. I mean, so can you give me a word that you will come to our great country?
Well, I'm going to try. And I know a lot of people. I will say this. I know a lot of people from Ukraine. They're great people. And I owned something called the Miss Universe pageants years ago and sold it to IMG. And when I ran for president, I thought maybe it wouldn't be the greatest thing to own the Miss Universe and Miss USA pageants, but it's a great thing. And we had a winner from Ukraine. And we've really had, we got to know the country very well in a lot of different ways. But it's a country, I think, with tremendous potential.
Yes, I know it, because I'm from this country.
Right.
And I want to thank you for the invitation to Washington.
Right.
You invited me. But I think, I'm sorry, but I think you forgot to tell me the date. But I think in the near future.
They'll tell you the date.
Oh, yes, they know before us. And I want to thank you, especially Mr. President, to USA, to your government. Like I said, that I know many people, many faces. It's like the second family after my Ukrainian family. We know each other. Thank you for your support, especially now when, you know, when we have two wars in Ukraine. The first one is with corruption, you know, but we'll fight. No, we'll be winner in this fight, I'm sure. And the priority, my priority, is to stop the war on Donbass and to get
Ukraine, but I think that other countries should help Ukraine much more than they're doing. Germany, France, the European Union nations, they really should help you a lot more. And I think maybe together we'll work on that. They have to feel a little bit guilty about it because they don't do what they should be doing. You're very important to the European Union. You're very important, strategically very important. And I think they should spend a lot more in helping Ukraine. And they know that also. And they actually tell me that, but they don't seem to produce. So I'm sure you'll talk to them, and I'll certainly be talking to them.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. You know, now we need. I want to tell you that we now load the new country, and I'm sorry, but we don't need help. We need support, real support. And we thanks everybody. Thank all of the European countries which help us, but we also want to have more. But I understand. So only together, America and EU, only together we can stop the war. And you know, we are ready. We just want to tell that we are, remember that we are the biggest country in Europe, but we want to be the richest one. It's true, it's in my heart.
Well, you know, you have great people in Ukraine, and you have very talented people
very
in terms
smart.
Of manufacturing. in terms of some of the things they do, and we'll be doing, we're doing trading already, but we should be doing a lot more trading with Ukraine. But you have very talented people. They make great things. They're at the top of the line, really, so that's very important. And the other...
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars. We're going to be discussing the unclassified document that was unclassified today, that was previously classified, that was only unclassified because of illicit leaks of people disguising themselves as whistleblowers who clearly were not. So, I mean, if we look at this document that came out today, declassified by order of the president, September 24th, 2019, you see it was originally secret and eyes only, do not copy. He had to disclose this document because of the illicit leaks that had taken place that misrepresented what was in these documents. And if we go into this, it's a memorandum of the telephone conversation, and the telephone conversation is with President Zelensky of Ukraine. So some political context for this. Zelensky was a reformer who was recently elected in Ukraine, one of the first outsider reformers to get elected in Ukraine. There have been a range of billionaires and billionaire-backed candidates who had their own sugar daddies on either side of the Ukrainian political equation who'd been elected over the past 10 years or so in Ukraine, or decade and a half, dating back to the Orange Revolution and other activities, termed in Ukraine. And many of these people had promised reform and not delivered on their reform. Some were involved or connected with neo-Nazis. Others were connected with pro-Russian aspects of the Ukrainian polity. It's important to understand that Ukraine is an evenly divided country. In the eastern part of the country, near where Kiev is, which it's called Kiev, not as Vice President Joe Biden called it Kiev, or something like that in his discussions that were previously discussed in the video we reviewed earlier in the show. What it is the eastern part of the country is very much, and the western part of the country are very divided. So the western part of the country is traditional where Kiev is located, the country's capital, is traditionally Ukrainian, much more nationalistic. And in the far western parts of the country, you have ultra-nationalistic aspects of the country which still have ties to the Nazi collaborative regimes that were in place in the 1930s and 1940s. On the other side of Ukraine, on the eastern side of Ukraine, almost the entire eastern half of Ukraine, you have a very Russian-speaking, pro-Russian, Russian-aligned part of the country. So you have a deeply divided country, where in the far eastern, far western side, you have very anti-Russian, pro-Ukrainian side with some disturbing ties to ultranationalism, and in some parts of that region, disturbing ties to neo-Nazis and Nazi legacy. And then on the far western side of Ukraine, you have Russian-speaking, Russian-connected, often Russian-native, Russian-aligned populations that would rather still be part of Russia. That depend heavily in the far eastern part of Ukraine. They depend heavily on their economic ties. They produce to Russia. They produce products for Russia. Russia has an open economic border, effectively, with Ukraine that helps protect and promote that part of Ukraine. Ukraine also has access to the Baltics, and so it's always been very important from that area. Crimea and other parts of Ukraine have large Russian-speaking populations dating back to Peter the Great, who needed it as an important port, as an an access point for political and economic and maritime power of the Russian governments dating back over 300 years. And for many Russians, they consider their religious traditions and their ancestral traditions to be tied to Kiev and to tie to Ukraine. And so there's a unique relationship to Russia with Ukraine, a unique relationship to Europe with Ukraine, and a unique history where you have unusual combinations of people that are unusually or uniquely pro-Russian compared to the rest of Europe, or unusually or uniquely anti-Russian, anti-Semitic, and tied to Nazi activities and Nazi legacy. So Ukraine has been sort of a political proxy for the for the Western powers and for Russia in competing with one another for economic dominance. There's gas pipelines that concern Ukraine. There's access to various minerals and resources concerning Ukraine. The famous Chernobyl incident that that was ultimately helped bring about Glasnost and the decline of the Russian Empire happened in Ukraine. Chernobyl is located in Ukraine. So there was the horrific various forms of sabotage and various forms of droughts that took place that starved millions of people during Stalin's regime in Ukraine, one of the worst incidents of the communist regime. So you have a wide range of unique political history. Ukraine is to Europe and Russia what Israel and Palestine is to the Mideast. And so it has those kind of political ramifications. So for a long time, there's been various deep state political actors aligned with democratic political folks here in the United States to help corrupt the Ukrainian regime in the same way Russia was corrupted in the 1990s under Boris Yeltsin, for the enrichment and empowerment of deep state actors colluding with democratic political establishment hacks. So this was particularly rampant under the Obama administration, where Ukraine was being used as a source to launder illicit information involving an illicit investigation against the then presidential candidate Donald Trump, now popularly known or colloquially known as Spygate. In addition to that, Ukraine was the source of the funding for Christopher Steele. Christopher Steele was working for Fusion GPS, who was secretly working for a law firm or through the law firm for the Hillary Clinton campaign and using and laundering information through that method and mechanism into the State Department and using, again, State Department employees working or connected to Ukraine. So you had Ukraine kept showing up and popping up in the corruption and collusion that took place against the presidential campaign of Donald Trump through Ukraine. In addition, you had other individuals working with the Democratic National Committee and high-ranking Ukrainian individuals and Ukrainian politically connected actors to try to criminalize various aspects of what was taking place in the in the campaign in 2016. So Ukraine was the centerpiece. Ukraine was the main information laundering technique, financial laundering technique for the Democratic political establishment to try to take out the President Trump's campaign. But even before that, Ukraine was integral. There was the famous Maidan coup in Ukraine, where the elected government was overthrown by events that many people perceived as staged, that many people perceived as being fabricated, that many people saw as false flag events to inappropriately blame the Ukrainian administration for the actions of rogue actors, including rogue actors tied to neo-Nazi support groups from far eastern Ukraine. Far western Ukraine in this case. And so you had these multiple contexts in which Ukraine was a continual political toy and ploy to enable deep state actors and democratic political hacks to get their own self-empowerment and self-enrichment. This included, particularly in controversial terms, in a documentary described in Ukraine on Fire, the U.S. government's collusion with actual neo-Nazi actors and Nazi supporters in the far western regions of Ukraine. And that led ultimately to the civil war that erupted after the coup that was staged through various false flag and staged events in the capital. Purportedly over issues related to the European Union, but really related to political power between the eastern and western regions of the country. For example, the United States Central Intelligence Agency has a long-standing relationship with various Nazi elements from far western Ukraine that date back to the 1940s, 1950s, that we continue to enable them and play a role in supporting them and propagating them for decades. In steps in the middle of all of this, Vice President Joe Biden. Here we have Vice President Joe Biden that's involved supporting with John McCain and others, various aspects of these neo-Nazi support regimes. But Biden, of course, decided to take it to the second step of deep state Democratic Party establishment collusion, corruption, using foreign governments and access to U.S. support, armed support, military support, donor support, economic support from the United States government to help facilitate the coup that took place and enable and make sure that the new government supported institutional interests of the Democratic Party. Vice President Biden took it a step further. His family, his son, Hunter Biden, has been involved in a wide range of scandals. Scandals involving drugs, scandals involving paternity issues, scandals involving a range of economic conduct involving China as well. Here, his son was peculiarly receiving a huge paycheck, as much as has been reported as $50,000 a month, according to some reports, to help support Ukrainian businesses and activities, even though he had no ties to that economic sector or to the country that would justify rationalized to many observers why he would receive such large payments. Many people saw it as a potential bribe, as a potential way to have collusion and economic self-enrichment with the between the Biden Democratic political establishment and deep state operators. When we come back, we'll go into further detail as to why the Biden, the Democratic Party, and the deep state are willing to collude and conspire against the elected president of the United States to prevent him from fully uncovering and exposing this well, this deep well of deep corruption of the deep state involving Ukraine and what this conversation.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist those two will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When everybody's heard about the bird.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars. As we further debrief and discuss what the full and whole meaning of this transcript released today between the detailing the conversation between President Zelensky of Ukraine and President Trump, this declassified document, declassified to answer the false statements and misrepresentations in the media and the press by various Democrats and the democratically aligned media against President Trump. So as further context all of this, you've had Ukraine in this battle between the European Union, which wants to use Ukraine to access Russian economic and cultural markets and undermine Russian political power, and Russia, who wants to seize Ukraine as an extension of its cultural and economic political influence in the world and wants to protect what it sees as its extended borders against European Union infiltration and invasion, and this political proxy war in which the United States and democratically politically aligned groups in the deep state, often aligned with actual neo-Nazis and Nazi legacy groups in far western Ukraine, to support and undermine various political agendas and objectives of their own, and often acting to self-enrich and self-empower the democratically politically establishment elites and use Ukraine as the tool and means and mechanism to do so, given its mineral resources, its wealth, its manufacturing capabilities, and in particular its political proxy role in this battle between the European Union and Russia. It is in this context that Zelensky, who is a comedian, who is a TV personality, almost a reality TV personality of a kind, a showman in Ukraine, decides to try to break up this corrupt activities between eastern Ukraine being backed by pro-Russian oligarchs, only looking after the interest of often foreign countries, or far western Ukraine assigned with neo-Nazis who want EU control and dominance of the Ukrainian region for the purposes of western outsiders. You have this independent social media personality who decides to try to break up this collusion and corruption, this bipolar battle that has led to a literal civil war in Ukraine, led to the annexation of Crimea by the Russian President Putin and the Russian government after the civil war erupted, to try to put an end to the civil war, an end to the collusion and corruption that is killing the country, to find meaningful and real compromise between these polar opposite powers that want to use Ukraine as their personal profit and proxy ground for their own political battle space. And so Zelensky challenges the political establishment, and to the shock of Western observers and outsiders, upsets the entire political equation and wins in an extraordinary upset, promising true cleanup, promising true reform, promising true putting Ukraine first, not the EU first, not Russia first, not anyone else first, but Ukraine first, on a model and a platform that paralleled and often mirrored President Trump's election in 2016 in the United States. At the same time that he seizes power in this contest, this triggers the EU's paranoia because they don't have a puppet in Ukraine. This triggers some of Russia's paranoia because they don't have a puppet in Ukraine. And this triggers deep state and Democratic Party alignment paranoia because they no longer have a puppet in Ukraine. That's the backdrop for this conversation between the newly elected president of Ukraine and President Trump. So let's go to what the conversation is detailed in this now declassified document today that lists the memorandum of the telephone conversation. At the beginning, President Trump says, congratulations on a great victory. We all watched from the United States, and you did a terrific job, is what he tells the new president of Ukraine. The way you came from behind, somebody who wasn't given much of a chance, and ended up winning easily. It's a fantastic achievement. It was in response to this that President Zelensky says, you are absolutely right, Mr. President. We did win big, and we worked hard for this. We worked a lot, but I would like to confess to you that I had an opportunity to learn from you. So Zelensky says, look, his whole model of operation to get elected, and what he wants to do now that he is elected, is to mirror what President Trump is trying to do in the United States. And the corruption and collusion between political operatives and oligarchs and deep state actors who have their own objectives and their own agendas at work. He tells them that we used quite a few of your skills and knowledge and were able to use it as an example for our elections. And yes, it is true, these were unique elections. We were in a unique situation, President Zelensky explained to President Trump, that we were able to achieve a unique success. I'm able to tell you the following. For the first time, you called me to congratulate me when I won the presidential election. And the second time, you're now calling me when my party won the parliamentary election. I think I should run more often so you can call me more often and we can talk over the phone more often. So there's the President Trump laughs. That's a very good idea. I think your country is very happy about that. So you have these two presidents communicating that are trying to challenge the corrupted, colluded political establishments, both within their country and from outside foreign forces, trying to undermine the interest of their own country, who are using one another as a model of operation and are trying to seek ways to work together to achieve their mutually desired objectives and agenda. President Zelensky goes on, well, to tell you the truth, we were trying to work hard because we wanted to drain the swamp here in our country. He used President Trump's famous language to show the degree of political alignment and allegiance they have with a shared agenda of protecting their own country's citizens against the corrupt, collusive actors and economic oligarchs within each country's apparatus. So we brought in many new people. Not the old politicians, not the typical politicians, because we want to have a new type of government. You, President Trump, are a great teacher for us and in that. This is the kind of conversation and statements that would shock and horrify the deep state actors listening in, whether they're listening in legally or listening in illicitly. They're sitting there hearing a Ukrainian president that has been in a country that is a teapot of corruption and collusion for decades, saying he is using President Trump's example and wants President Trump's help to stop it from being a teapot of corruption and collusion so that oligarchs and deep state actors and democratic political establishment hacks can continue to use it for their own personal self-enrichment and self-empowerment at the expense of the interests of the actual citizenry of the country. This would be a terrifying conversation and a terrifying transcript to read if you're a deep state political actor or connected to the democratic political establishment. Let's go further. As President Trump responds to this, he says, very nice of you to say that. I will say that we do a lot for Ukraine, spend a lot of effort, a lot of time, much more than other European countries are doing, and they should be helping you more than they are. He talks about how Angela Merkel talks Ukraine but doesn't actually back it up. Because what he starts to identify is, hey, I here in the United States want to help you, want to support you, want to make it real. But it's fascinating the degree to which the European Union claims they want to support you, but they don't actually do so in substantive terms. President Zelensky says you're absolutely right, actually 1,000% correct. And he goes into detail about the way in which the European Union is often undermining the interests of Ukraine, often colluding with Russia rather than conspiring against Russia, and the way they treat Ukraine as their own personal playpen. President Trump then responds and says, I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about it. So as Zelensky is saying, hey, look, we need your U.S. institutional support to help be able to clean up the corruption in our country, President Trump says, I recognize that. I respect that. I realize the way in which the prior administrations have acted in bad faith towards Ukraine. I realize how the EU is acting in bad faith towards Ukraine, how Russia is acting in bad faith towards Ukraine. And in order to adjust for that, what he recommends is he says, let's work together to get to the bottom of this various forms of corruption and collusion that have taken place. And when we come back, we'll go into that in detail. This is the part of the conversation the media deliberately misrepresented malevolently to the world to claim that the president was trying to ask for a quid pro quo or something else. Nothing like that took place. What the president said is, let's work together to uncover deep state corruption everywhere it may be. And let's do it together. I'm on your side. We're on your side. We're both on the people's side. And let's take on deep state collusion and corruption together. And that's why the Democratic political establishment is so shocked.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early, in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jones Show on InfoWars. we'll get back into the discussing in more detail the meaning and the context of this declassified document that came out today detailing the transcribed conversation between President Trump and the President of Ukraine, President Zelensky, what its real meaning is, how it exposes the deep state, not the president, how it exposes Democratic Party establishment elite corruption and collusion with deep state actors involved in Ukraine, how Ukraine is the centerpiece that opens the door to the full scale of corruption that's taking place in the Democratic political establishment and deep state operators over the past 10 years or so. But before we get into that further detail after the later on in the show, let's get a message from China that would like to explain to you the proper ways that things should operate and things moving forward.
Behave at work and university. Hollywood has been teaching you how to behave. But I wanted to introduce to you the perfect new American. They do not believe in free speech, and they do what they're told by the party. And most importantly, they report other people and have them censored, and they get in trouble. This is the new American. Here you are.
Watch me.
The establishment press, the institutional press, the big tech approved press has used their institutional influence to try to marginalize and to attack and demonize those who have a different opinion than their own. They've tried to act as gatekeepers to prevent you, the public, from access to independent information, from independent sources, from independent news, from independent journalists. They have waged a war on the free press to make it a big tech controlled, establishment controlled, institutional press that controls and gatekeeps what information you're allowed to see and know about. As one of their means and mechanisms to do that, they have used libel and lies against those they disagree with, against those they dislike, against the independent members of the truly free press to try to marginalize them in the broader public opinion. For too long, those lies and libels have gone unanswered. For a long time, one of the principal organizations involved in this partisan journalism that is in fact not real journalism has been the Young Turks. Mother Jones, once a proud publication known for its independent investigative reporting, has become a shell of itself, a mockery of itself, becoming instead a partisan news organization attacking independent members, including having the editor of Mother Jones sued in the Covington case over the lies and libels that they spread concerning the Covington boys. Well, today, Alex Jones fights back to restore the freedom of the press, to restore the independence of the press, to balance the legal equation and not have simply the left own and monopolize the lawfare that takes place today. In order to do so, Alex Jones filed suit for the lies and libels, for the smear campaign, for the defamatory campaign waged by three people, including particularly the Young Turks, an organization backed by Google, backed by YouTube, recommending their videos to all kinds of people in the audience. If you watch any kind of news or journalism, you end up seeing the Young Turks. The Young Turks lied and libeled Alex Jones and InfoWars. They lied and libeled Alex Jones in a wide range of contexts. So today, Alex Jones seeks remedy. Today, Alex Jones fights back. Alex Jones filed suit for the lies and libels against the Young Turks, against Brianna Wu, a congressional candidate of Massachusetts, and a national affairs editor for Mother Jones. The days of sitting back and taking it are over. The days of fighting back are here, because that's what's necessary to preserve a free press, a true free press in America moving forward. For more information on how you can fight back, go to FreeAmericaLawCenter.com. That's FreeAmericaLawCenter.com, where you can find out how you can join the fight to fight back against big media, lies, and libels of ordinary people today.
Free America Law Center. We started Free America Law Center because we needed a counterpart to the ACLU and to the Southern Poverty Law Center, organizations that have been legal support organizations for political causes on the left for a long time. But many ordinary Americans, many people on the political right or political independents, did not have that same opportunity afforded them. So we created the Free America Law Center to help fight back. Fight back particularly in the areas of big tech deplatforming, big media defamation, big government deep state whistleblowers who need protection against the institutional powers of the establishment. That's why we created the Free America Law Center, to empower you. You are creating equal access and democratizing the law so that ordinary everyday Americans can fight back against big tech, big media, and big powerful institutions out to deprive them of their rights. Find out more at FreeAmericaLawCenter.com, where you can become a member today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on Infowars.com as we detail and go into further detail about this declassified document today concerning the president's conversation with the president of Ukraine and what it really means. We'll get back to that more at the bottom of the hour. As part of the key components of Infowars, this unique analysis that is provided to you, that is free of corporate control, free of advertiser control, free of secret billionaire sugar daddy control, free of foreign government control, free of institutional deep state actor control, like Operation Mockingbird and others, in which more information came out this week. The only way this organization exists is because it is a little d democratic expression of the true free press, as the founders established it and originated it in the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution and wanted it to mean and to be. In fact, the founders even supported and subsidized members of the independent free press at the beginning of the country because they found it is so critical and essential to the foundation and continued operation of a truly little d democratic republic operating in the name of truth, honesty, and protecting the independent individual rights of Americans as established and enumbered in the Bill of Rights of the U.S. Constitution and the first 10 amendments to it passed in the first Congress. The only way that happens is by the audience creating that reality. The InfoWars is a fully an expression of ordinary everyday people who simply buy products they like and they need at discounted prices. They get to save themselves money, make themselves healthier, and at the same time establish the truest expression of an independent free press in America today. That's why Black Friday doesn't come in November. It comes in September at InfoWars. If you go to InfoWars store, you can find a wide range of crazy sale prices and discounted prices off products that are already priced below the market competition. So you can find a range of products, whether it's products that I like and use myself, like BrainForce, ChillForce, and the coffee, and the protein bars, and a wide range of products. But the brilliance and beauty of this is, where else can you get wealthier, get healthier, and make your country freer at the same time? That's what you get to do by supporting InfoWars. You are the InfoWar. You are the establishment of an independent free press. You are the truest, deepest expression of free press, free America, free thought, and what the founders intended our country to be. You allow this to happen. You authorize this to happen. You control whether it continues to happen against this legal and political onslaught by a range of actors across the political landscape using lawfare and every other tool and mechanism and libel to try to destroy InfoWars, to try to destroy the person of Alex Jones, not recognizing that Alex Jones is just the mask like from the movie V for Vendetta, that's representing actually you, the people, getting the opportunity to have your news heard, your views shared, your ideas exposed and expressed to ordinary people and to be shared across a global platform around the world. You make InfoWars real. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Find something that makes your life healthier. Find something that makes your life wealthier, because you're able to buy a product you need and want, but it's far discounted prices. That's what the Black Friday sale early means. Black Friday not in November, but Black Friday in September. Join the InfoWar. Make it real. Keep America alive. You are the difference.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Alex Jones Show on InfoWars, which you can find at InfoWars.com. As we were breaking down earlier in the show, we're discussing the true meaning of this transcript, this declassified transcript, released today involving the President Trump and President Zelensky of Ukraine. So let's go into further detail the full meaning of it. We gave you the background. We gave you the context. We gave you the social setting and the political setting for the meaning of this. A reformist elected president in the United States. A reformist elected president in Ukraine. Both trying to work together to undermine the oligarchic economic elite influence and collusion and corruption on their respective countries around the world. And the foreign actors who are trying to infiltrate and improperly influence the domestic governments of other nations. So as President Trump discusses in further detail, after President Zelensky raises the issues of corruption and collusion involving various foreign actors, including the EU's inappropriate agenda, including the Russia's self-interested agenda, including deep state actors aligned with the democratic political establishment in the United States, undermining the ability of Ukraine to be an independent and free country. President Trump responds to this and says he recognizes this, he understands this, and he wants to help and assist uncover corruption and undo the effect of corruption and collusion that the deep state and the Democratic Party establishment has had in Ukraine, as well as the improper illicit influence of both Russia and the European Union using Ukraine as a proxy for their own self-enrichment and self-empowerment. And so here's, let's go further into the transcript. President Trump says, "I would like you to do us a favor because our country has been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about the whole situation." He goes, for example, he raises the issue about CrowdStrike. Now, what is CrowdStrike? CrowdStrike is an organization with a lot of deep state ties, with a lot of deep state allies that sit on its board, that are connected to it, that are connected to its funding, connected to its operation, that have a long history of questionable activities, including questionable reports, falsely accusing Russia, falsely accusing other governments, other actors in Ukraine, and falsely accusing in a various range of participants, various people that the deep state wants to have falsely accused of a range of cyber crime activity. And so if you dig deeper into CrowdStrike, a very suspicious and suspect organization, magically, they also show up in the middle of the DNC email scandal. It is only CrowdStrike's self-interested report that claimed that the DNC servers were hacked rather than they be internally leaked. William Binney and others, some of the leading cyber experts in the country, have raised questions and doubts about the credibility of CrowdStrike's report. CrowdStrike had so little confidence in its report that it failed to keep and preserve the servers for access to the FBI. In fact, CrowdStrike itself withheld large parts of its documentation and evidentiary substantiation for its claims in saying that Russia was involved or anyone else was involved in hacking DNC servers rather than a potential internal leak that may have occurred or some other source of activity. So he's saying, hey, he understands CrowdStrike has made controversial allegations and been at the behest and behalf of working, at least allied with, various Ukrainian oligarchs or oligarchs concerned with Ukrainian activities. And he says, I think CrowdStrike shows up in these scandals here in the United States. Let's work together to uncover this corruption and collusion. As President Trump explains. In his context, he mentions Robert Mueller and how Robert Mueller did a very poor and incompetent performance. And he's telling the Ukrainian president, look, I'm really on your side. Whatever you've heard about me, whatever you think about me, I want to expose corruption in America. I want to expose corruption in Ukraine. I want to expose corruption wherever it was and to whomever it leads. I understand who the deep state is, as he's publicly talked about in the press over the past 3 years. So President Zelensky responds to that invitation and discussion by the president, the president's reaction to President Zelensky, in which President Zelensky says he understands that he recalled the ambassador because of the issues he understood that the ambassador was connected to sort of deep state activities. He says he wants to cooperate even more so. In his own words, he has great confidence in President Trump, and you can tell he's ecstatic at what he's hearing from the president. He's hearing for the first time an American president not promise to undermine Ukrainian independence, but try to promote Ukrainian independence with a meaningful investigation to clean up corruption in both nations. He, President Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, is the one who brings up Mayor Giuliani. Mayor Giuliani has been repeatedly raising the issues of corruption involving Ukraine, whether it's the DNC issue involving the Democratic National Committee meeting with people connected to Ukraine in order to try to undermine President Trump in 2016, whether it involves Ukraine's connection to Christopher Steele and Fusion GPS and Perkins Co. and the Hillary Clinton campaign involved in the bogus dossier that was laundered through the FBI in questionable manners that led to the illicit FISA warrants, that led to the Spygate scandal against President Trump's campaign, whether it's involving any of those issues. President Zelensky is showing his cognizance of it and of its significance in relationship to Ukrainian independence, Ukraine cleaning up its own government. And he says, and so he talks about Giuliani, and he says, I really hope Giuliani can come travel here because I want his information, I want his intel, I want his insight. Please let that happen, President Trump. Show me, President Trump, that you're serious and meaningful about taking on deep state corruption, that you're serious and meaningful about protecting both American independence and Ukrainian independence. And so President Trump responds and says, absolutely. Says, I'll help facilitate that. I won't interfere with that. I won't interpose any objection to that. I'll make sure that can happen as best I can. As we go further into the discussion, it is at that point that President Trump reveals he understands. You just had President Zelensky saying, look, I understand our ambassador was really involved in deep state collusive corrupt activities, and that's why I recalled him. And you have President Trump saying, hey, I know that the U.S. ambassador was involved in some very nefarious activities in Ukraine. So he's showing the same, they're on the same page. President Zelensky wants to hear that President Trump is a Teddy Roosevelt-style reformer who wants to clean up corrupt actions involving the United States that can help Ukrainian independence and American independence at the same time. President Trump is reciprocating, saying he understands, he appreciates. But President Trump says, if we go to the transcript, goes, the former ambassador from the United States, the woman, was bad news, and the people she was dealing with in the Ukraine were bad news. So I just want to let you know that. So this is President Trump discussing how, as the documentary Ukraine on Fire and others detail, the ambassador to Ukraine under the Obama administration was involved with neo-Nazis and Nazi legacy groups. So this is President Trump recognizing that, accepting that, reflecting that, letting President Zelensky know, hey, I do know what's been happening in the prior administration with deep state activities in the Obama administration, and I know how they've been trying to improperly infiltrate your country. I know how they've been trying to stage coups in your country. I know how they've been involved, as he calls it, bad people who are bad news. And those included even neo-Nazi elements involved in anti-Semitic violence, involved in xenophobic violence, involved in a wide range of potentially false flag staged activities involving the controversial Maidan affair that led to the original coup and overthrow of the democratically elected government of Ukraine. It is in that context that he's saying, look, I understand what's been happening. He says he recognizes what happened with Joe Biden. He recognizes the vice president was doing bad things in Ukraine, that his son was doing bad things in Ukraine, that there was attempts to obstruct the prosecutor in Ukraine. And it is in that context that President Trump makes those statements. He's not initiating or instigating anything. What he's saying in response and in reaction to the president of Ukraine is, I understand and accept you want to reform and clean up your country. I'm on board. I'm not going to interfere with that like past U.S. presidents or past U.S. administrations have done. I'm going to help facilitate that. And let me tell you the facts that I know that show you I'm on the same page as you are. President Zelensky loves that. How does President Zelensky respond? This isn't a president who feels he's being coerced. This isn't a president who feels he's being duped. This isn't a president of Ukraine who thinks there's a quid pro quo. This is a president of Ukraine who says, quote, the issue of the investigation of the case involving the Biden controversy of getting a Ukrainian prosecutor fired for which Biden bragged about on video. He said the issue in the investigation of this case is actually the issue of making sure to restore the honesty. So we will take care of that. And we will work on the investigation on this case. On top of that, I would kindly ask if you have any additional information, please provide it to us. We need to administer justice in our country in Ukraine. And the only way that can happen is if you help that, Mr. President. This is President Trump responding to President Zelensky's inquiry request. Please help us clean up our own country. That means you're going to have to deal with the past bad activities of the Obama administration, its ambassadors to Ukraine, the DNC's complicity with Ukraine, and a past vice president. Are you willing to do that, even if it will implicate a past vice president? And that's President Trump saying, I will not do anything to interfere with that. I will not interpose an objection to that. I will provide you any honest and accurate information so that the deep state democratic political corruption in Ukraine will not have any ongoing influence or bad effect on Ukraine or on the United States. This is a president doing his job, not doing anything impeachable. As we go further into the conversation, the President Zelensky talks about energy independence, economic independence, so that they can be free from the EU, free from Russia, free from foreign influence, that this is a corollary to cleaning up the deep state corruption, as he details it. That's what this conversation is all about. These are two presidents trying to establish independence and freedom for their own people, free from foreign influences, free from economic oligarchic elites, free from deep state corrupt actors. And the deep state must have been horrified when they heard or listened to this transcript, whether they read or reviewed it or listened to it in live time, and realized that these two countries together can expose the deep state once and for all, and in the process expose the deep state political corruption and collusion involved with it for their self-enrichment and self-empowerment. That's why there's the fake impeachment threats against President Trump, because it's the deep state and the Democrats trying to conspire and collude together to stop the deep state from...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.